This is the Shauneke for Tuesday, May 9th, 2006, A Change in Orbit. For the Shauneke, I'm Patrick McLean. More information can be found at theshauneke.com. So I've been asked to do a birth announcement for my niece. Things like this happen in my family. Not a year goes by that I'm not asked to write the family Christmas letter. And when my sister got married a few years ago, they turned to me for a wedding announcement. So, it was natural that they asked me about the birth announcement. And I had a great idea. You see, when my sister got married, I wrote the birth announcement as a fight poster, and a designer friend of mine laid it out great.
Marriage, Saturday, September 21st, one night only, 15-round extravaganza, bride v. groom, in-laws versus in-laws. Come for the matrimony, stay for the open bar.
Impromptu bouts with the DJ are not sanctioned by the North Carolina Athletic Commission. It was pretty funny. Of course, my mother asked, "What's wrong with you?" It was sent out as a save-the-date mailer and was a big hit. So my genius idea for the birth announcement?
And tonight's surprise challenger, the ultra-super-really-really-really flyweight, weighing in at 6 pounds, 3 ounces, the Wombtown Whaler!
And the punchline is that the first round is 18 years long. Sure, it's funny. I know I was pleased with myself. But then, a strange thing happened. Allison Lorraine was born. I suppose it's quite ordinary. I mean, people are born every day. But for some reason, it made my boxing idea seem trivial. It just didn't feel right anymore. I mean, sure, it's a nice bit of postmodern lunacy, and it would certainly get me off the hook. But the more I thought about it, the more backwards the whole idea of a birth announcement seemed to me. Because you go for years thinking that the Earth revolves around the Sun. But on the weight of recent evidence, I'm beginning to think that the Earth revolves around a newborn. For a lot of people I know, one day it was the Sun, and the next, it was Allison. Sure, Copernicus was a genius, but if you notice, he never had any kids. So instead of announcing my niece to the world as one might with a newly found star, I think it's more appropriate to announce the world to her. That seems like it's worth some effort, and it might even be worth sharing. And here goes.
Psst, little one. I know you can't understand me yet, but there are some things I'm going to tell you anyway. And I know they won't make sense, but a lot of important, beautiful things never really do. You've got big stuff headed your way. Figuring out what all these strange sounds mean, learning how to walk, talking. Then it's school, and after that, adolescence. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Parts of it are going to be weird, and parts of it are going to be unpleasant. But that's okay, because everything is exactly as it should be. I know that probably doesn't make any kind of sense, but stay with me while I bring you up to speed. Kind of a while you were out, or at least before you were here. People have fallen in love. Seasons have changed. People have fallen out of love. Seasons have changed again. People have fallen back into love. But they have not always been the same people. And they have not always been the same seasons. Wars have been fought. Convenience stores have been invented. No one has fought a war over convenience stores yet, but right now a lot of people are scared and think we're at war with some of the people who work in convenience stores. Great things have been accomplished. But on the flip side, promises and hearts have been broken. There have been holy men and lunatics, and it's hard to tell the difference. You'll have to figure that one out on your own. There have been dinosaurs and earthquakes, soft spring rains, sunrises, hippopotami, bugs that look like walking sticks, and yes, walking sticks that look like bugs. While the world was waiting for you, entire species and civilizations have come and gone, and I am here to tell you that all of it, every falling leaf, every sprouting plant, every perfectly placed drop of water in the ocean has been in preparation for you. Just as every drop was in its place when I was born, and every drop was in its place when everyone else was born. And you are the perfect drop that made it possible for the next person to arrive. Because you, just like the rest of us, are loved more than you will ever know. And that's never going to change. And I have to tell you this now,
while the wonder of the world is still on you, before you can mess it up with words or someone teaches you to be clever. And it's silly to tell you these things, because any fool can look in your eyes and see that you already know them. So maybe I'm saying it all again for the rest of us. Or maybe I'm laying it up as a surprise for you when you grow older. Who knows? I'm not completely sure why I do many of the things I do, and you probably won't be either. But Alice and Lorraine, this is the world, and it's yours. Well, that's the episode this week, and needless to say, I'm excited about having a niece. Another news, I never mentioned what the songs were in How I Lost My Voice, but going back to the script, I found out that I was singing Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi, King of the Road, Lead Belly, I think, and Moon River, I think that's Cole Porter. I had no idea when I listened to it again, so that was a hell of a contest. If you want to look at the wedding invitation fight poster design, I will put it up on the site so you can go there and check it out. Also, I'm going to be letting my geek flag fly at Balticon the end of this month. So if anybody's in Baltimore, I think Paul Fisher has got me speaking on 34, 35,000 panels. So I'll be there and I'll be around. So stop by and say hello. Oh, and for those of you who haven't noticed yet, the website has moved from goodwordsrightorder.com to theshaunaki.com. There's a redirect up, but that won't last forever. So if you're using Feeder or iPodder X or, you know, some other client other than iTunes, you'll need to redirect. I think iTunes has an automatic redirect thing built in. So if you're using iTunes, don't worry about it. And if you're visiting the site, well, don't worry about it. Generally, don't worry. It's bad for your health. And that's it. Go home.